This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Goyang. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today said that instructions have been given to concerned authorities to restore the road connectivity along the Roing Anini Highway at the earliest. Media reports suggest that a substantial portion of the highway between Hunli and Anini has been washed away on Wednesday following heavy, incessant rains, thereby snapping the road communication along the said stretch of the highway. In a social media post, Khandu said that he is disturbed to learn the inconvenience being caused to commuters due to the extensive damage to the highway between Hunli and Anini. He has said that instructions have been issued to restore the connectivity at the earliest, as this road connects Dibang Valley to the rest of the country. Meanwhile, Dibang Valley District Magistrate has issued a traffic advisory asking commuters to avoid travelling along the aforesaid road stretch till its restoration. Changlang Deputy Commissioner Vishal Sa held a meeting on monsoon preparedness with the heads of departments and the administrative officers of the district on Wednesday. The DC, after reviewing the preparedness, asked the departments concerned to enhance measures to deal with any eventuality during monsoon. He asked the departments to keep sufficient stock of essential medicines, buffer stock of food grains, clear the clogged drains, constitute rapid response teams, identify and cut trim all and vulnerable trees, keep all channels of communication open 24/7, and identify vulnerable areas to tackle the situation that may arise during monsoon. Arunachal Pradesh has an annual parasite index of below 1 and a record 0 malaria-related deaths over the past 7 years. This was informed by the State Directorate of Health Services during the celebration of World Malaria Day today at its state headquarters in Nahalagan. Speaking on the occasion, State Director of Health Services, Dr. Riken Rina, stressed the importance of malaria prevention and led a pledge on malaria preparedness awareness, bringing together all the officers and staff of the directorate in a unified commitment to combat the disease. Adding a creative touch to the event, former Directorate of Health Services Dr. M. Lego introduced an engaging malaria slogan on the occasion. While celebrating the achievement, he sounded a note of caution, advising the program division against complacency. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has extended hearty congratulations to Duir Atte on being crowned Vogue Star Miss India 2024. He said that Duir Atte's achievement in the pageant exemplifies the diverse talent of youth of the state. Khandu said that it is a proud moment for Arunachal Pradesh as Duir Atte is crowned Vogue Star Miss India 2024. A lawyer by profession and hailing from Dharka village in Aloh, West Siang district, Atte's achievement in the pageant show exemplifies the diverse talent of youth of our state. The beauty pageant was held at Jaipur in Rajasthan from April 11 to 16. The Election Commission of India has taken cognizance of alleged model code of conduct violations by senior BJP leader Narendra Modi and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi. ECR has sent letters to BJP President JP Nadda and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge to seek response by 11 a.m. on 29th of this month. In the letters, ECR has directed that all star campaigners to set high standards of political discourse and observe provisions of MCC in letter and spirit. In their complaints, Congress, CPI and CPIM had raised objections on the speech made by Narendra Modi during his election speech in Baswara, Rajasthan, while in their complaint, BJP had raised the objection on the election speech made by Rahul Gandhi at Kottayam in Kerala. The National Human Rights Commission has sought a significant increase in the number of technologically advanced forensic laboratories in the country for expeditious examination. It has also solicited that investigation and forensic examination should be part of the process instead of being dependent of each other. This was raised in a core group meeting on criminal justice system reforms organized by NHRC yesterday. The focus was on finding ways to address delay in forensic reports, areas of improvement in the prosecution system. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.